Now, as we hear that list of people and places familiar and not, sometimes our ears may, well, get a little bit tired. We are, in a sense, waiting for the good parts. Get through all these details and get to John there in the desert. Prepare the way of the Lord. All people will see the salvation of God. But I want to encourage us to pause a bit on the details, those names and places, because details matter in the Gospels and in our lives. We hear so familiarly that the devil is in the details, but I propose that it is in fact God who is in the details, not the devil. God is in the details, the most ordinary, mundane details of our lives. You see, sometimes we can talk and pray in such a way that we make God too abstract. We turn God into an idea. We make God too up in the clouds, too distant, like Zeus sitting up on his mountaintop. Or as if God wanted to save us by remote control or something. It was zap, all better. But we know in Advent and Christmas time that that is not God's way. God does not stay far, God gets close. God is Emmanuel with us. Advent and Christmas remind us that the incarnation is not a doctrine or a theory alone, but it is an event. It is a happening. Right here, right then, and right now. God is concerned with all that is human because God became human. God is concerned with all that is human because God became human, even the most ordinary parts of our lives. God becoming one of us in the details of a human life, in history, this time, this place, these people. So we have to listen to the details in the gospel and in our own lives. Today, of course, is a preface to the more familiar story to come at Christmas. And on Christmas, we will hear Luke's account of the birth of Jesus. And there will be more names and places. So stay tuned. The reign of Augustus Caesar. Another very ordinary place. Bethlehem. Very ordinary people. Mary and Joseph. But the catch is that we often miss God in the details. We often miss, as the poet Gerard Manley Hopkins put it, Christ playing in 10,000 places. We miss it. We miss God's presence in our lives because, well, we fill our schedules so full. We race around from one thing to another, not leaving us time to notice or enjoy how much God is playing among us. Particularly among the people of our lives. Or we fill our lives with a lot of stuff, things that sometimes can make us turn a bit selfish. Sometimes we end up putting things before people. Or we fill our lives with old resentments or self-doubts or misgivings from the past that end up preoccupying us and not allowing us to live the joy of the present moment. And so for you and me in this century, this time, this place, our Advent challenge or opportunity, if you want to put it that way, is to find a hope that is present in the details of our lives. That's what the prophet Baruch was doing in the first reading so beautifully. You see, the Jewish people were in captivity for generations in Babylon, which is modern day Iraq, Baghdad area. Far from home, far from Jerusalem, their temple was destroyed. But the prophet painted this most beautiful picture using details that were to lure the people in captivity in Babylon back home. Come home, he said, hundreds of miles to the west. Come back to Jerusalem. Come home. And listen to his details. Every mountain will be made low and every valley will be filled and the trees will provide cover so that they can walk in the shade back home. Hundreds of miles. God walking with them with mercy and justice, we're told, as their companions. Well, this is a time of great homecoming. A lot of us are coming home in different ways. And in many ways, you and I, we're far from Jerusalem. We're stuck in the Babylons of our own creating. But if we listen closely enough, we will hear the Lord saying to us, I will make low the mountains of resistance. I will make low the mountains that divide you with petty stuff that in the end really doesn't matter. If you let me. I will fill the valleys of frustration or discouragement. I will fill all those empty spaces in your lives if you let me. I will make smooth for you the road of doubt and fear if you let me. In the forest and shade, I will give you rest and I will give you peace and I will give you solitude if you let me. And the Lord says that I do all this here, now, in this year, 2015, in this place, Washington, D.C., in this parish, Holy Trinity, in the papacy of Francis, in the presidency of Obama, in the Church of Holy Trinity, in this home, your home, in Washington or Arlington or Bethesda or Fairfax, in these details, the Lord says, I will move in your life. Just notice me. And surely we know that there are other details in the course of our lives that mix with this promise. There are other places that preoccupy us. Paris, Colorado Springs, San Bernardino. But there too, the Lord offers the cover of shade in the forest of peace and belonging for you and me, where the Christian and the Muslim and the Jew walk and rest together in our common longing for justice and in our shared hope that is very, very human. John, in his desert, promises us that all flesh will see the salvation of God, all people. And that proclamation echoes to this time and to this place. We shall see that salvation, you and me, here and now. We shall see and reflect and notice the presence of God if we listen and look carefully to the glorious details of our human lives.
I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, the maker of heaven and of earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Spirit, wherein and all things were made, for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the power of the Spirit, was born of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and from the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.